Trump's order directs federal agencies to create a list of U.S. citizens who are eligible to vote. It then requires the post office to only allow ballots to be mailed to those people. Evers called that illegal and suggested Wisconsin would join likely litigation to block the order. Howard Schweber, an emeritus professor of law at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says the U.S. Constitution charges states with running elections, but he says Congress might be authorized to make the changes Trump wants.
But only because the Constitution is not power to Congress, not the president. That fixes the separation of powers problem. Here is a much bigger problem. The Constitution specifically says Congress. It doesn't say anybody wants to.
A statement from Democratic Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said he's confident key parts of Trump's order will be blocked. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.